So do you understand the dollars coming into your business, whether that's from selling a product or whether it's paying down debt or your payroll or what have you? Having that understanding on the day-to-day, what keeps the lights on in my business?
Hello, I'm Vivian Kay, and I'm happy to welcome you to Business Class, Build It Braver, a podcast powered by American Express. But just before we move ahead, let me tell you that this episode is one you definitely don't want to miss. Trust me, you're going to thank me later. If you've heard other episodes, you'll know that what we do is tackle some of the most common challenges small business owners face. Things like building a team, scaling and expanding your business, managing cash flow, and finding financing. In each episode, we introduce you to a different small business owner, someone trying to do it all, just like you. We ask them to talk about their biggest challenges. Next, we bring in a leading entrepreneur, business leader, or thinker to help shed a little light on the subject. Today, our expert is Paul Roman from American Express Canada. He's someone who connects with small businesses constantly and who can really help analyze the trends that affect them. So let's get down to business. We all know that cash flow continues to be a challenge for many small business owners. In fact, a recent Amex survey revealed that only 40% of small business owners believe that with their current cash flow, they can maintain operations for more than 6 months. The importance of good cash management can't be overemphasized. As a small business owner myself, I know very well that feeling of not being sure if I'd even make payroll this month. It can be tough to figure out how to balance paying vendors, keeping up with the bills, and servicing debts. This feeling of uncertainty, it can be pretty overwhelming. That's why a lot of business owners say that cash flow is the number one issue that keeps them up at night. In this episode, that's exactly what we'll be tackling so that you can get some sleep. First up, let's meet Tracy Johnson. She's the co-owner of Bitter Sisters Brewery in Calgary, Alberta. If you live in Calgary and haven't visited the brewery, you are missing out. Prior to moving to Alberta, Tracy and her sister Jill operated the popular Atlantic Trappingill, a bar in downtown Vancouver. They ran it successfully for over 20 years before shutting it down to pursue a new adventure. Bitter Sisters is the kind of place where you get to loosen up and let your hair down. It's not just a place for sipping your beer. It's the perfect spot for family-friendly game nights, somewhere to grab something to eat, and enjoy your favorite music all at the same time. You can find their cans of craft beer with fun names like Family Trip, Knockout, and Hissy Fit at liquor stores in Alberta. Tracy Johnson, welcome to Build It Braver.
Hello.
Okay, so you pivoted from the Atlantic Trappingill to Bitter Sisters Breweries. Tell me more about that.
The Trappingill was a bit more of a nightclub. It had live music and it was very popular. And as our clientele started to grow up, you know, we were growing up and we had families and they had families. And we just decided that, you know, we were just getting too old to run that kind of business. And we just thought that that had run its course. So in December, we were trying to think of something new to try and do as our kind of last kick at the can. And the location we were in, it had a big stage. Like, it just seemed the perfect place for a brewery. And we were very into craft beer. And that we just thought it made the most amount of sense.
So, Tracy, that's quite the pivot. What has it been like for you?
Yeah, I would say it was a big learning curve for us. I would say that the incredible renovation we went through was something I probably don't ever want to experience again. I mean, we certainly learned a lot, but, you know, trying to change a stage and trying to get water lines and turn it into a brewery and, you know, the upgrading of the building. And that took, of course, you know, as per usual, these things go, it took double the time, double the cost. So the very first day we got our approval from the city, and it just happened to be Valentine's Day, and we were ecstatic. Everything was wonderful. We were super busy. Beers were coming out great. We only had about 6 beer at that point. And all of a sudden, you know, we got the notice to closure that we had to close on St. Patrick's Day. So we went from February 14th, Valentine's Day, to St. Patrick's Day, where we had to close, which, of course, was quite devastating from the amount of money that we owed. And the fact that we'd only been open for 32 days.
So, Tracy and her sister Jill had a white-knuckle journey launching a new brewery in a pandemic. They were financially extended from their renovation, and the problem of cash flow was beginning to loom large. As a small business owner myself, I can imagine how hard it must have been. But I also know that the thing that gets you through these kinds of hiccups when you run a business is having a good understanding of your cash flow situation. Know your flow, people. Knowing how to do cash flow analysis is crucial to keeping your company out of bankruptcy, preparing for future growth, and knowing when to save or invest. Any business can reap the benefits of cash flow analysis, but you have to be prepared to act on what you find. You may need to adjust your spending habits, for example. So, Tracy, we're going to drill down into more of all of this with you in just a little bit. But I think now is a good time to bring in someone who really understands cash flow management and the challenge it presents to small business owners. Paul Roman is the General Manager and VP of Global Commercial Services at American Express Canada. Paul has almost 2 decades of experience providing payment solutions that help Canadian small business owners get a better grasp of their payments and cash. Paul Roman, it's so great to have you on, and welcome to Build It Braver.
Hi, Vivian. Thanks for having me.
So, Paul, let's get into it. Tracy just shared her story of how they went from opening the brewery to closing shop in just over a month. This kind of setback can devastate a small business. Tracy and her sister did hold on, though at times they barely made enough to keep the lights on. Now, if that's not a cash flow problem, I wonder what is. And of course, she's not alone. There are so many business owners out there who struggle to understand how to best manage the cash flow. So, Paul, for starters, what's the most common cash flow or even money management question that you hear from small business owners?
I would say, how do I get better at it? Definitely been exacerbated with COVID for obvious reasons over the last 18 months where people have had their revenue called into question, having it stop, start, disappear overnight or what have you. So I think it's made all of these questions that much more urgent for people and especially small business owners such as yourself.
Right. So, you know, like we mentioned, cash flow is a major issue. It's, you know, paying vendors, paying staff, you know, payroll, paying yourself, repaying loans, even though there's no revenue coming in. It all adds up. So what's the best way that you know of to keep on top of cash flow?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say, and this is going to sound a bit obvious, but forecasting and understanding really being step one. So do you understand the dollars coming into your business, whether that's from selling a product or whether it's paying down debt or your payroll or what have you? I'd say having that understanding on the day-to-day, what keeps the lights on in my business as number one. And I would say once you've done that, you get more into the, now can I forecast this? What are some predictability? Is there some seasonality there? How do I understand sort of the peaks and valleys of my business so I can truly start to understand how I can do more than just, I guess, survive, but how do I start planning for the future or pivot because something that COVID throws at me or look at expansion opportunities? But I mean, it all really comes down to having that good, visible understanding of where do I stand? Where does my business stand right now in terms of dollars in, dollars out, and dollars at rest that are sort of sitting at your disposal in an account or what have you.
So, Paul, what I'm hearing here is the importance of keeping track of money coming in and going out of your business, basically watching out for those predictable elements in order to be able to plan for your future. Simply put, you're talking about understanding the patterns of your cash flow to help you to anticipate your needs and grow your business. Tracy, when you started Atlantic Trapping Gill, you definitely had a vision. And when you reached that goal, you knew it was time to move on. So let me ask you, what growth goals do you have for Bitter Sisters Brewery in the near future?
I think in a way, there's almost two ways of growth. I think for myself, because we've sort of had the same businesses for 20 years, I think that this was a huge learning curve, which I was excited about. Super interesting for me to go learn about something I really love, like craft beer and how it's brewed. And oh my goodness, we tried recipes, we tried different beers, and just thinking of names of beers just made us laugh and laugh. And I mean, I think there's that kind of growth. And I think then there's also the growth of our business in terms of monetary growth, that we took a much larger risk than we've ever taken. And we spent a lot more money than we've ever sort of done. So as far as that, it was a very, you know, large risk.
it feels like in the past year, you've been making a lot of tough decisions. How is that? Has that affected you in any way?
Yeah, I mean, this year has definitely been a lot more stressful than I ever considered that it would be. But at the same time, it's been very exciting. I've probably worked a lot more hours than I have in the last 20 years. Yeah, I've kind of enjoyed it. And then other days, I just want to bang my head against the wall.
There are definitely days when I feel that way. But then again, I know that it's not always bad for us business owners. There are some high points as well. So let's talk about the positives. What are some of the things that are going right for you right now? Where do you draw your strength from?
You know, I think things are going very well considering the year we've had. Like our community has just been amazing. I mean, the neighborhood people, just even when we were closed, they come in, they buy growlers, they buy cans. They're like, we're just so happy you came to the neighborhood. What can we do to support you?
Nothing compares to a loyal customer base. It's just a real validation that means you're doing something right. And it's something you can leverage. You're listening to Build It Braver, and we're talking to Tracy Johnson, co-owner of Bitter Sisters Brewery in Calgary, along with Paul Roman, General Manager and VP of Global Commercial Services at American Express Canada. I'm Vivian Kay, and I'm so happy that you're choosing to spend some time with us. If you like what you're hearing, please tell a friend. That's how great things happen. But first, I just want to take a second to let you know all about American Express Business Class. American Express Business Class is an educational resource for today's business leaders. It provides modern education through compelling stories, timely tips, and inspiring insights from business experts, industry leaders, and savvy entrepreneurs. You can learn more at amex.ca/business class. Okay, can I get real for a minute here? The past couple of years have not exactly been a picnic for small and medium-sized business owners. Economic uncertainty and difficulty predicting customer behavior means that managing cash flow is even more important and more challenging than usual. Before I get back to chatting with Paul Roman, I just want to share a few examples from my own experience. For those of you who might be trying to get a handle on your cash flow situation right now, I personally think the biggest thing you can do is ask a lot of questions. So, for example, you might have to look at things like, how much are you paying out to your vendors? Can you renegotiate for lower rates? And maybe you can call around and see if you can find a better deal. Also, think about when you're paying people. Can you match your payables and receivables schedule so that you don't have a big imbalance or even have to wait to pay your bills? And sometimes you might need to look at how you're billing. In a service-based business, for example, you might need to get a deposit or bill a certain amount up front and then the rest on delivery. And finally, you might want to ask, are you using your credit card to the best possible advantage? Using a business credit card to pay suppliers can allow you to extend payments to whenever the next bill comes due. The predictability really helps, but of course, you need to keep an eye on your card's grace period and billing cycle. Paul, you have many years of experience providing high-level guidance to small and medium-sized business owners, people just like Tracy. So far, you've talked about the value of predicting and estimating cash coming in and out of your business over a given period of time. But that's easier said than done, especially now. In what ways has the pandemic made managing cash flow more challenging? What kinds of stories are you hearing from entrepreneurs?
I'd say COVID might have put everybody back on almost an equal footing because that predictability factor is gone for many people or has become that much more difficult. And if you've had reserves in your business or you've built up a buffer or some cash or what have you, I mean, we hear people aren't paying themselves. They're putting everything back into the business. So I'd say the number one really does come down to spending the time to understand that forecast. But I'd say almost hitting the reset button because you may have had a way of looking at the predictability of your business before. You may have pivoted your business model. You may have opened, you may have closed. You may have a different financial position that you've had before. So taking the time and then looking at what your tolerance level is, saying, okay, as we start to restart our business or we're reopening or we're pivoting into e-commerce or whatever might have happened specifically in your business, it's what visibility do I now have?
Look, in this topsy-turvy economy, you may not know much, but you'll know some things, some factors you can count on. So lay them out, name them. I've looked at all kinds of data to try and get a clear picture of my cash flow situation. Things like, how much is my rent? What's the minimum payment I can make to the bank each month? What's the maximum? How might hiring a new employee increase my productivity? If I can increase my productivity, how much more can I sell? What's the appetite for my product or service? Or if I'm Tracy, will people buy more or less beer over the holidays? These are the kinds of questions we business owners need to be constantly asking ourselves in order to better predict our cash flow. And your personality plays a role. How comfortable are you with things like debt or risk?
What's my new tolerance level and confidence level to be able to make decisions beyond just that sort of day-to-day making payroll, keeping the lights on, and understanding how do I get back into where I was in that sort of pre-COVID environment?
Let's face it, forecasting for your business is not exactly rocket science. It's more of an art, but it's worth the time because one of the biggest advantages of cash flow analysis is the ability to spot trends over time. If you're just starting out, it's helpful to run a monthly cash flow analysis to compare your growth month over month. Doing this can help you spot seasonal trends so you can save money during the busy times and also be prepared for slower periods. Speaking of trends over time, Tracy, it's been a bumpy start for you. But I'm curious about how you've been feeling now that you've got a couple of years under your belt. What kind of plans are you making and how are you balancing all the factors that affect cash flow?
I think now I'm trying to honestly just think very, very positively. After that, I would say rising costs. It's difficult to even get supplies at this point. It's difficult to get certain types of hops for beer. The price of food has gone up exponentially. And, you know, the last thing we want to do is raise our prices.
And I know you took out a big loan to refurbish your space and to buy everything you needed. How are you factoring in repayment into your revenue?
Yeah, so all of a sudden we have this big loan payment and all of a sudden we're closed down. And I know the government was struggling to find help for businesses, but in the short term, it didn't really help us because we had no cash flow. So we had to take more money from ourselves. And honestly, we just joke about how we had the worst timing in all of Canada, or close to it, I would think. I mean, after being closed for so many months and then open for such a short period of time, we took on a huge amount of debt that nothing like we've ever taken on before. And we managed to hang in there. My sister and I haven't taken a salary yet. So almost 2 years without a salary. Our cash flow kind of came from our own sacrifice, sort of.
The struggle is real. And I know a lot of business owners are up against it. So, Paul, I'm wondering, I know that you're an observer of trends on this issue. What trends are you seeing? And are there maybe easier ways of accessing financing and credit to keep the lights on and keep payroll going that, you know, people like me and Tracy could easily leverage?
Everyone's looking for something to be easier. So if you think of something on the traditional loan side, where a lot of processes are becoming digitized. So rather than having a long loan application process, can it be digital? Can I do it quicker in a more streamlined fashion? That's what drove us even at Amex to partner with a fintech to create that sort of front-end digital process to create small business loans. I would say the other thing you see more and more of is just what's that visibility? How do I give my lenders visibility to my accounting, to the dollars in and out of my business in real time, so that I can truly understand how I get the most leverage and really show them how my business is operating? I mean, people really want to be able to show how are the dollars in and out and at rest in my business operating? And how do I show myself as being a good risk to a lender, to someone who's going to help me finance my business? But digital, I would say overall, is just the simplicity of what everyone's trying to do to make it easier for small business owners who really don't want to spend a huge amount of time.
Okay, to sum up, Paul's highlighting the importance of opening your books to potential lenders and keeping your eyes open for new digital loan applications that can shorten the wait time between when you apply for money and when you get it. Because a good business loan on decent terms can be like manna from heaven to a growing business. Paul, now, what are some of the common mistakes that you see business owners making when it comes to cash flow?
I'd say the first is not really having a good handle on really understanding the dollars in and out of the business. I think especially in an environment where things might be going well, until you have a problem, you don't necessarily realize how quickly it can create harm. So I'd say number one would be not doing enough due diligence to truly understand. I would say the second one would be not looking at all the leverage points. Again, it takes time to manage your working capital properly. It takes time to keep up relationships and give visibility to vendors. It's amazing how much leverage we see on the table that people are leaving with small business owners in all industries.
That's a great point about accessing leverage. Business owners can look at using borrowed funds to finance the purchase of inventory, equipment, or other things. Tracy, given the points that Paul has made so far, how does that apply to your situation?
In a way, we're very risky, but in some ways, I'm very risk averse. So I'm always freaking out about how much money we have in the bank in case we're going to, I mean, obviously we would never bounce anything, but sometimes I think we keep too much money in the bank, whereas we could be using that to pay off some debt sooner.
So Paul, when you hear Tracy talk about having this idle cash, her leverage is still on the table, as you would put it. What thoughts do you have for her?
First off, you're probably not giving yourself enough credit for the 20 years that you've been in business. You're obviously taking some of those first steps proper in terms of asking the questions, understanding what you need to sacrifice, knowing that you have to make trade-offs and obviously making sure you've got enough liquidity or cash in the bank. So look, what I would say is, given the fact that you're looking, as you mentioned, the debt component also is because, as you'd mentioned before, you're in a business where you're getting paid right away. You have a pretty good handle on the money coming in and you've got a good amount of money, quote unquote, at rest sitting in an account or accessible to you. So understanding how much of that to pay down or not, I think some of it comes back to that forecast and reforecast and an understanding what's coming next and what your risk tolerance is. I'd say the other piece is making that as transparent as possible to the people holding your debt to understand, okay, this is where I see my business performing over the next foreseeable future. Here's the type of cushion I think I'd like to have, both in a conservative and in a more aggressive stance, and having some alignment and guidance from them at the same time. And again, providing that visibility, I think, helps them to give you an opinion on that, to understand if you're operating across your risk tolerance in terms of just holding on to money or looking to try to accelerate debt repayments or looking to buy equipment or expand and grow the business faster.
I've learned a lot from both my guests today, Paul Roman from Amex Canada and Tracy Johnson from Bitter Sisters Brewery in Calgary. I think what it boils down to is this. You are the closest person to your business. That means you are in the best position to identify your goals and talk to your lenders because you know the money in and money out. That's all the time we have for today. I hope you enjoyed listening and learned a thing or two to help you on your journey. I want to thank Tracy and Paul for sharing their stories and experiences around managing cash flow. And thank you for listening. If you liked what you've heard, don't forget to subscribe. And hey, while you're at it, leave us a review and tell your friends about us. We business owners need to stick together. And remember, keep asking questions about your business. We've got some incredible business mentors coming your way, so keep checking out the show. I'm Vivian Kay, and thanks again for listening to Business Class, Build It Braver, and may you continue to prosper.